Blackstone Audiobooks presents How to Build a Tin Canoe, Confessions of an Old Salt by Rob White. Disclaimer. None of these stories is true, not a single word. If you think you recognize yourself in any of these fictitious characters I talk so bad about, that's just your own paranoia. There's no point in suing me anyway. Because of the nature of the boat building business, I don't own anything at all. And if you decide to take it out on my ass, just remember, you got to bring some to get some. The boat in the coach house, in which I sink as far as possible. I remember my first boat. I had been in other boats ever since I was a little baby, but the boat in the coach house was the first one to belong to me, and you know that makes a lot of difference. I think I was about 4 or 5 years old when I became a boat owner for the first time. There were two segments of our family, the wild and the civilized. My family was the former. While my father and uncles were off attending to World War II, my grandfather, my mother, me, a bunch of aunts, and all sorts of people who worked on the old place were all that was left of the wild segment of our family. My grandfather was an unusual man. Though he was capable of doing anything useful and was loved and respected by everybody who knew him, he was incompetent in the management of money. Sort of like me, I guess. I believe he suffered from excess enthusiasm. If he had been in a primitive situation, something like an old savage sitting around his fire roasting little morsels of meat on a stick for his grandchildren, he'd have been fine. But he just didn't fit in the modern world. Never learned to drive a car, for one thing. The other segment of our family was connected to my grandfather's sister, who...